to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Monday, Holocult. You know what that means. You have chosen to start your work week out hanging out with the two dopest cult leaders you could possibly find.
True story.
Yeah. It's a fact.
Doesn't matter what you say. It is fact. You can't argue facts, ladies.
You can't argue with the factologist, Kyle.
That's true. That's true.
He is a factologist.
Factologist.
So.
Certified.
Certified PhD in factology. I hate it here.
We're anyway, dumb.
we are dumb, but we are also diving back in to part three on the Law of One series that Kyle has been researching and digging into. So if you have not listened to part one or part two, drop the last 2 weeks, please go back and do that so you figure out where we're at.
Every time you intro it, I just feel like I'm an enlightened monk at this point.
You are.
Cool.
You are.
You That's awesome. Are, it's good to know.
Studier of factology. But before we get into that, we got to get through the housekeeping, the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. Come and be part of the community. Join the Hollow Cult. It's great. You'll love it.
Agreed.
It's a good time. If you have a paranormal experience that you just have tucked in the back of your brain that you're dying to hear two regular blue-collar guys talk about, you can send it to us so we can feature it on our Thursday show. How do you do that? Well, Master of Factology has the information.
I do. I do. And it's easy. All you got to do is write your story out. Stop procrastinating. Send it to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. And then me and Steve get to turn it into its own episode. We can give our insights on it because we all know that those are extremely valuable. And then you're going to have answers in your life. You're going to feel complete by the time it's all done.
They might not be the answers you want.
Oh, but they're the ones you're going to get.
They're the ones that you need.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know. You know, this life just chose us. It just.
Yeah.
We didn't choose it. It chose us.
It's true.
Yeah.
And you get to experience it. You're lucky.
That's also true.
You all are very lucky that you got to exist on the same timeline as the Hollow Sky Podcast.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I love it.
If you'd like to support this dumpster fire we call the show, which I'm sure you are, for $7, you can join our Patreon, which has extra shows that are not heard anywhere but Patreon.
Heck yeah.
You get our regular shows early, which that makes you a part of a very exclusive club.
True.
You can talk about it when no one else can talk about it because they haven't heard it yet. We also get it ad-free. I know a lot of people don't like ads, but unfortunately at this point in our careers, ads are a necessity.
Yeah.
A necessary evil we got to work with. And if our...
Unless somebody out there wants to donate like...
$20 billion.
$20 billion. And then we won't have to have ads no more.
And if our sponsors are listening, when I said necessary evil, I said it in the most positive light I could say.
Oh, yeah, of course. Respectfully so.
Yeah. Join the Patreon. It's cool. Coupons, extra shows, all kinds of stuff. You can go over to our merch store where we have all kinds of goodies there. We got shirts. We got hats. We got stickers. Again, we got a new sticker drop coming with 6 new stickers.
I'm going to get some nunchucks.
And we might sell nunchucks there. But the new Hollow Sigil of the H will be up soon.
And
we got our first sticker pack. We got a Defend Paranormal sticker pack coming out. They look pretty awesome. If I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Which I did say so myself. So keep an eye out for that. You can share the word. Share the word of Hollow Sky word of mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, just share the show.
Share the good word.
Yeah, also support our sponsors for that matter. Go and buy some dog Sick food boots. And get some boots, you know? That helps us.
Yeah.
Help us help you, help us help them. It's easy.
Oh, yeah.
And you can leave us a 5-star rating and review. where when I find it, I'll read it. But I didn't have one pulled up today, so I apologize because snooze, lose. I'm not good at my job. That's the transition. It's 5 minutes and 10 seconds. We are diving into the time stamp of 1.3.
Yeah, this time, the moment you've all been waiting for, contact with Raw. And it's pretty decent. It's a lot to digest. I feel like your brains are probably going to hurt after all this because mine definitely did, and I have to relive it twice now.
The last episode had me going a bunch of different directions.
Yeah, it I could definitely see that and feel that. It's almost like it's two separate books at that point because this deviates so much because it solely starts to focus on Raw and its teachings, and we'll just get into it. So
a quick question before we dive into there. Once communication with Raw started, did communication with Hatan stop?
I believe so.
I wonder if A, they can only communicate one at a time, or B, if there's a specific hierarchy as to who takes precedence. So say Hatan was still in the middle of his shit and then Raw came in and was like, no, you're done.
Doubt it.
Shush up.
Yeah,
shush.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe we'll get to it at some point. Because I haven't finished it, and there is a lot. I feel like there's a lot of foreshadowing in the way the book is written and the way Raw kind of conducts himself or itself.
Interesting.
So, in the opening contact, which once again is coming through Carla, Raw introduces itself and greets them with love and light of the infinite creator, and every time communication, that door is opened, that's how he starts off. He greets them with light and love of the infinite creator, also acknowledging that they've never made contact through this vessel before. Not that he does not do this every time, but in this particular case, he's acknowledging, like, I've never made contact through Carla before. This is a new avenue of communication for us. However, Raw also points out that they have been watching this group for some time. Interestingly enough, the way they word this is interesting to me. I'm going to read a direct quote from the book here to get everyone reaction, to get everybody's reaction on the exact phrases that are used. We have watched your group. We have been called to your group. For you have a need for the diversity of experiences in channeling which go with a more intensive, or as you might call it, advanced approach to the system of studying the pattern of illusions of your body, your mind, and your spirit, which you will call seeking the truth. We hope to offer you a somewhat different slant upon the information, which is always and ever the same. And that in itself
is weird.
Kind of shows you what I am subjecting myself of sifting through.
So
obviously the most iconic phrase there, seeking the truth.
When he says group, is he specifically talking to Carla's group?
Yeah, Carla, Don, and okay. I forget the other guy that's helping with all of this.
I didn't know if he was referring to humanity as like a group.
No, I'm pretty sure they're referring to Don and them.
It's weird that he basically tells them, like, essentially, all of the information is going to end up at the same spot. But almost like that shit Hatan told you is a roundabout way of doing it. Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yeah.
Like I said, a slant on the information that you've already got.
Right. And
it almost feels nefarious in a certain kind of way.
Maybe.
Like maybe muddy in the waters a little bit. Maybe not totally nefarious, but it's almost like it's underhandedly taken away what Hatan has already passed on.
Yeah, and I also feel like in that single statement, Ra is acknowledging everything that Don and Carla have done up to this point, like going to the seances, going to the psychic healing,
boots on the ground.
Yeah, like every part of it has led them to this exact moment.
Yeah.
So I find it interesting because it really does show. I mean, think about that. How it, outside of being able to just directly tap into their memories.
It was there all along.
Yeah, it shows that they have been watching for a very long time, like you said, for the whole time.
Yeah, which is creepy.
Yeah. Regardless, the fact that they have been watching this group for so long is just so extremely interesting. The very first question was, what is your purpose? That is what Don asks Ra. Ra explains in a very complex speech what his purpose is, explaining that they are harmonized, complex things that are simple and paradoxes to which each have a solution because they are one. They've been to this planet a long time ago. They have walked on and seen the people of this planet, but they have to remove the quote-unquote distortions and powers that have been given to the law of one, to which they will continue to do until your cycle is appropriately ended. They are not a part of time and can then be with us in any of our times. So that's a lot to take in there too.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this so hard and condensing down into as few episodes as possible, because there's so much in each of his like paragraphs or just simple responses that it's just so compact.
I wonder what he meant by walked on the people.
No, I think I misread.
Or like just, all right, well, like maybe walked among the people or walked on the planet. Yeah,
they've been to this planet a long time ago. They have walked on and seen the people of this planet.
That's
just stating that they have like physically been here.
Been here for a while.
Yeah.
Or were here a while ago.
And they also say that they are not a part of time. So somehow they're outside what we would call like the fourth density or the dimension, the fourth dimension. And then they can be with us in any of our times.
That's crazy.
It's weird.
Did they ever describe what they look like?
Not yet. But the statement itself is kind of like a blanket, because are they like when they say they will continue to do so until your cycle is appropriately ended? Does that mean in that context, does that mean the human cycle, or does that mean the cycle of the session that they're currently in?
His verbiage is very open to interpretation.
Yeah, it's weird, man. So naturally, an obvious question at this point with the name itself, Ra, are you related to the Ra from the Egyptians? He responds with, he is. The vibration Ra is, quote unquote, our identity. They as a group are what would be called a social memory complex. Actually made contact with the Egyptians and other groups. So Ra as a group made contact with the Egyptians. Other groups like Ra group made contact with people across the planet. It was almost like they got divvied up on the planet. But the other groups made contact with the lost cities of South America. The lost cities were attempts to contribute to the law of one. And that makes me think of like the Mayans and the Incans and stuff.
And I mean, it could be, if it was across the whole planet, the Sumerians, you could even go as far as like Atlanteans.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Very.
Which makes a little bit of sense in the specific pieces of culture that are similar but shouldn't be.
Oh, it gets weirder with that.
Like this Inklin. Wow. This Inkin tablet that has this etching of, you know, whatever this bird-headed entity is, like carrying this weird bag, and then you go over here to Egypt and you find the almost exactly the same character from this culture, and then you go over here to like ancient China and there's almost something similar in this culture.
Yeah.
Like where these people essentially shouldn't have made contact with one another as far as we know, as far as we've been taught, yet there's so many commonalities in their stories and their cultures.
Exactly. Exactly. This does give a possible explanation, but ironically enough, I feel like here's kind of one for the home team. Ra informs the group that they taught people of the past the law of one and unity. However, as me and Steve have theorized, talked about, know as a fact, people of the past and it would be the future. So humans do what humans do, and they quickly distort the message.
Weird.
To gain more for themselves and rob it of all of its compassion and unity. And this is coming directly from Ra.
Just twist the narrative.
Exactly. So at this point, Ra removes themselves from the human equation, and I assume waited until another group within the human evolution was ready for a conversation. Once again, he says something interesting. Direct quote, "Other myths, shall we say, having more to do with polarity and the things of your vibration that are complex, again, took over in that particular society complex." But I find it very interesting that they use the phrases, "other myths, shall we say." I find that very peculiar. Because what is he alluding to?
He's a myth.
Or you look back at Greek mythology, as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a very interesting phrasing there.
Yeah, his verbiage is weird.
Dude, it's hard to, because it's so, like you said, open to interpretation. It's hard to figure him out right now.
Yeah, it feels on purpose.
Yeah, I agree.
But then again, it's like, it's almost just like palatable enough to be construed as an advanced civilization trying to use our language to communicate with us.
It could be that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's just trying to make things as dumbed down and as relatable as possible.
I could definitely see that.
But it also feels very, very on purpose the way he's talking to
her. Yeah. Yeah. And imagine how overwhelming all this would feel if you were put in that hot seat for the first time.
Yeah, trying to channel all that information. Dude, I'd be like,
whoa. Like I would literally want to look at Carla, even though she's not even there, and just go, "What the fuck are you saying?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Speak dumber.
This is all riddled
bullshit, man.
Use factology.
It would be, but what I'm basically saying is it would be extremely taxing and complex to have to navigate these waters by yourself for the first time. Like it would be overwhelming a lot. It's just really bad.
Yeah.
But during this, Don is asking questions. So Carla is the channeler. Don is the questioner. And he's asking questions that kind of link Hatan and Ra. And Don asks, "Can you comment on the upcoming," which would be an obvious question, "can you comment on the upcoming planetary changes in our physical reality?"
Solid question.
Absolutely. Especially with Hatan saying, "Well, there's going to be some disasters and shit coming your way." That
it's almost like Ra was like a cleanup guy. Like Hatan came in and he's kind of popping off at the mouth. Can you go in there and kind of tie these loose ends up?
Maybe. But Ra, on the other hand, it's weird because he kind of just doesn't give a shit. He does acknowledge Hatan in a way. He says that the changes are very, very trivial and that they do not concern themselves with the conditions which bring about the harvest.
Yeah. He sounds very laser focused.
Yeah.
He's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
End of the world, end of humanity. Trivial.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
Trivial.
That, like, that verbiage, that statement, that intention.
What part
is portrayed
of we need your souls? Did you not understand?
Dude, it's humans. Weird. It's
sus.
It's so weird to be so dismissive of what could be. And you, and if they are, if Ra is as intelligent as they allude to be, they know damn good and well that people like Dawn, who have the information of essentially the end times, are fucking scared of it.
Yeah, it's almost a complete lack of empathy.
Mm. Which, like, we have seen a lot.
Yeah.
Through it's, like the Eben episode that you did, where they couldn't understand why they were upset when we died. You know, why we got upset about it.
Yep. Project Serpo.
That's it.
They I feel like
but I feel like that shows, I think that comes with the higher level intelligence.
Oh yeah.
Species.
Emotions get evolved away, essentially.
I believe you, man. I really do think there's something to that.
Yeah, because I said before, emotions make us very, very uniquely human.
Yeah.
But it also makes us very, very vulnerable to reacting on those emotions and doing shit that is out of character. Doing shit that is that inflicts harm, like emotions, rule the roost in humanity.
Right? Yeah,
and I feel like if you're going to, it's almost like if you want that ascension, you have to let that go.
Which I'm not really capable of doing, I don't think.
No,
but you do see it, like you even see it to degrees on our planet with people who are overly intelligent. They do like. There is a part of them that doesn't have the same emotions that we have.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They're disconnected.
Yeah, and that's what we would call it. They call it disconnected. It's very weird and bizarre to watch.
Yep.
But Don asks Ra if future contact is going to be possible. And they say it will, but you must take care of the channel, which is Carla. And to do so, they must repeat her vibratory complex of sound, which I come to find out is her name. Say that.
That's so weird.
Say that until she answers. So think about this. As she's coming out of this channeling, because she's not conscious right now, they mustn't stop saying her name until she verbally responds. So think about the implications of that.
She could just be lost in the ether.
What if she could be lost?
That's
where the fuck does she go?
Does that make her one of the lost ones that
the wanderer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What
man.
Was the other name for that? There was the wanderer, and then there was what was it the. There was a lost something from last episode he talked about.
Oh, he was just talking about helping the lost ones.
Yeah, does that make you a lost one if you...
I don't know.
If you're just in, like, your consciousness is just, like, that's
it's
creepy
eerie.
To me that your consciousness could just be stuck.
Yeah.
Like, because essentially you think your consciousness, you think of your life source, you almost think of the soul. Then, like, when you talk about, like, wanderers and shit, it made me like for some reason revert back to our interview with Sean Klein.
Yeah,
where he talked about like the soul leaders, the cleanup crews that
yeah,
come through.
That's true.
Which is like that's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Implications on dabbling in this stuff.
So after she answers, after you say her name until she answers. Then what you're going to do for her is you're going to lay your hands on her neck, which will then apparently recharge her batteries of essence.
Oh, what if, sorry.
No, you're good.
But what if, like, saying her name brings her consciousness back to her specific physical form? What if you don't do that? If that vessel's left open?
Oh, that's gross.
Something else goes
Something
in.
Else can jump in? That's gross.
Yeah, I don't like that at
no.
all.
Then after you recharge her batteries of essence, you're going to give her water into which the love of all people present has been given. This will fully restore her. All you have to do for the water is place your hands over the water and visualize the power of love entering the chalice. One concerning statement is that under no circumstances should Carla be touched until she has responded to her name. That to me is bizarre.
Yeah.
And there's no elaboration on it either.
Context. What if, what if it wakes her up when her consciousness is disconnected?
Could.
Then you just have like an empty vessel.
Yeah, it could be it.
Which makes you wonder about like the background people and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, that's.
And I wish Don had it in his head to ask why. And maybe he does later on because, like I said, it's some of this book is written kind of strangely. It's very foreshadowing. And so I don't know if we'll ever get that answer or not, but I find that statement extremely curious.
The fact that Ra even took the time to like put those warnings out there it feels very substantial to me.
Yeah.
Do not like say her name until she comes back and do not touch her until she does.
Yeah.
Is kind of like there's some big implications on the backside.
I absolutely 100% agree with that without question. But Ra at this point states that Carla's energy is beginning to run low and he must leave. So he kind of, it's a quick communication. Then he kind of logs off and he's like, until next time. During the second communication, Don asks if they can write a book on their findings from this communication with the history of Ra. Ra basically explains that this will be very helpful in spreading their message, although only a few will actually grasp the concept of said communication. So it sounds like it's going to be a little too dense for a lot of us basic bitches.
It's understandable.
Right? Yeah,
use some weird dialect and verbiage, Ra.
If somehow Don was able to interpret the dialect properly, it would be far more digestible. However, I do think because of the way Ra speaks, it does make it. I mean, even I'm not an intelligent person by any means, but I'm not dumb, like all the way dumb either. There's other words that you could use there that I'm not going to use, but it's still hard for me to read something. Like if I'm not focused enough and I read some of this shit, I just shut the laptop. I go, I'm done. My brain isn't focused enough to read this and really comprehend it.
I wonder
to write it out.
If that was also intentional for Ra in a way to single out who's able to digest the information.
That is a valid point. That's a valid point.
I'm just spitballing, folks.
I mean, I feel like that is a valid point. Because he also made note that the wanderers will be drawn to this material.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because in the last episode that was brought forward.
Yeah.
Now, given it was by Hatan, but still, regardless, I feel like it's in the same vein.
That's interesting.
But so once again, as Ra is like, yeah, that's cool. You can write a book about it. Help get my message out there. Don kind of doubles back on the history side of things. And they explain how 11,000 years ago, they came here and were essentially welcomed with open arms. Ra explains how through, and this is so fucking relevant for the time in the history of things that we found across the planet, but Ra explains how through the use of crystal, you could heal the mind, body, and spirit complex.
Hmm.
Also with the appropriate distortion or placed within certain series of ratios of time and space material, you could create the pyramids, which they did end up doing. Typical humans, like I said earlier, they do what they do. And this is also dead on with what me and Steve have talked about in the past. Typical humans do what they do, And if I'm understanding the phrasing correctly, this new technology that was presented to humanity. So Ra and his people came and they helped humanity learn how to heal themselves, build the pyramids, they gave them technology essentially, right? This new technology that was given to the people was then reserved largely for those with the mind-body distortion of power.
Weird.
So what I'm taking away from that statement is that essentially the highest ranking members of society
collected it and locked it away.
And in today's world, those high ranking members would be called elites.
Weird.
I mean,
weird.
It is kind of fucking weird. And we've looked into like the Brotherhood of the Snake, taking that information, shoving it behind shit. Yep. And it's what happens today.
Basement of the Vatican.
Dude. But it explains so much to me, and I'm sure Steve sees it as well, because we've talked before how these teachings are alive and well, but they've been hidden from people. Imagine a world where this technology has been handed down among the ages.
Can't have that.
Even if it's the healing aspect of it.
Can't have that. Big Pharma says, pay us money to stay sick.
But it brings me to another spearhead, because imagine what you could do with just the healing factor alone. Being able to heal your ailments, right? I also feel like if this is true, wouldn't that be, ironically enough, at least possible in the realm of consideration that could have been some of the shit Hitler was even looking for back in the day? Because remember, he used to hunt down the religious relics and all that, which, not that it comes out and directly says it, but a lot of the way they talk and present themselves has a religious undertone to it. So I would argue it's 100% possible that Hitler caught wind of some of this shit.
Never
ending, and was like, we're going to go fucking find it.
Yeah, never ending search hunt for power.
Dude. And it just, like, it legitimately just fits the fucking narrative of the world. I mean, why would anybody, if they presented themselves in today's world for the first time, was like, hey, we're going to teach you guys how to heal and do all this amazing shit, the same exact thing would happen.
Oh, yeah.
The powers that be would take it, and we would never see it at all.
Yep. Yep. There's a lot of money to be lost and all that.
Oh, I agree with that.
A lot of money to be lost when the power is put into the hands of civilians.
Yep. But another thing that I want to know is the way Ra communicates. For example, acknowledge our language. He says, this is an example, for we are aware that you find our incarnate, as you call it, a state of interest. Like the a lot of what he'll talk like this, that exact phrase. Like he'll pick a word and then as you call it. So it acknowledges like a subtle language barrier there.
Yeah. Like
but he's like, they're smart enough to bridge the gap for us.
He's doing his best to essentially dumb it down.
Right.
Dumb it down, or at least maybe dumb it down is the wrong term.
I think, I don't know that it, like, I like it, because I think I know what you're saying. Like
it's just trying to, it's making it more palatable.
Yeah.
Like, this is the closest thing that we can find in your language.
Yeah.
That matches the word in ours.
Yeah. Also, it seems that different groups, like I said earlier, that they were assigned a different section of the world, because Ra states again that after said perversion of the technology, like Ra and his group, they bounce. They're like, we're done. These guys suck. Rowdy 5000, baby. Some of the other groups, though, actually ended up, they all rolled out together, and then some of the other groups were like, you know what? We're going to go back, see if we can't clean this fucking mess up.
Mulligan.
And specifically the ones in South America were the ones that ended up returning. But Raw claims even though they left the planet, they never fully jacked out of our vibration, because in a roundabout way, they felt responsible for the distortion they caused with the new knowledge that they had presented the world. So it's almost like they felt like they owed us to help kind of make things right.
But, which is weird, because it almost is a form of empathy.
Yeah, that's true.
We feel bad that we did this. Let's fix it.
That's true.
But it's also a different group than Raw is. So, I mean...
No, Raw was the group that didn't fully jack out of the consciousness.
Oh, I got you.
Because they felt responsible.
I got you.
And you could argue that it was empathy, but you could also argue they're intelligent enough to know right and wrong, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, you could remove emotion. I'm not saying that they did, because I think it is a really worthwhile notification of the empathy. But you could argue that maybe they were just smart enough to realize, like, shit, our calculations were wrong.
We set this on the wrong path.
Yeah, we kind of didn't do them a solid on that.
Especially if you have a specific in-game in...
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at that.
Yeah, if you turn the tables the wrong direction, you're like, all right, we gotta reel them back in, put them back where we need them to be for the harvest of their souls.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's... No bueno in my eyes. But all this, it reminds me of, and I can't remember what the episode was called, so throw a rock at me for that. But it reminds me where I did the episode on the dude who was in the genetic program. His mom was in the genetic program to make contact with aliens.
Yes.
And as he grew up, he was kind of groomed to fall into the military thing. And eventually he makes contact with the aliens, but he figures out, If he figures out how to manipulate his own like vibration or frequency to a new channel, and he makes,
you remember
he made like it was more of a casual conversation with said entity, and they had not exactly similar forms of communication, but it was similar enough.
Yeah. That is.
It just reminds me so much of that.
I'm going to be trying to remember who this
is. I can't remember what I called that. Well, it was from a book, I think, but I don't remember what it was called. Anyways, so Ra talks about interacting with the Egyptians. So Don asks another obvious question. He asks about the pyramids. And Ra explains that in fact, their technology helped create them in order to have a place where people could come and be purified or initiated channels for the Law of One. He also, when asked about the pyramids, he was almost like, do you realize how non-relevant this question is?
You chose to be called Ra, bro.
Yeah. You're going to get 100%, in my opinion, I feel like that's an obvious question that's going to be asked.
You blow the smoke, you're going to get the heat.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that the knowledge that Don gets from it is very relevant, and I think it's extremely interesting.
Yeah.
It's just that Ra is,
he's acting exhausted. Like, if you name yourself Ronald McDonald, they're going to ask you about a Big Mac.
That's true. That's true. I wish his name was Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald.
I mean,
but here all week, folks.
I don't know. It's crazy that he can be so dismissive of just pure curiosity.
Yeah, it almost leans toward the dumbing down of the language, because like he's like, why are you even asking this, you idiot?
Yeah, like this is the worst.
Yeah,
the worst question to ask, but at the same time, it makes you, the fact that he is dismissive of certain questions 100% suggests that he has an end goal Like, he has a path that he wants to follow.
Yeah, you're wasting my time.
Yeah.
Is what he's saying. But you brought it up. So
there's some type of conclusion that he wants Don and Carla to make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because outside of, like, being of light and love, you should just, if that's your MO, you should just want to, like, answer the question.
Yeah, because you know what goes with light and love? Patience.
Also true. Chill
the fuck out.
Also true.
And you already talked about Egyptians. When you were asked, you're like, yeah, my whole crew fucking worked with the Egyptians.
Yeah. So,
of course, they're going to ask you about the pyramids.
Yeah.
Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advance gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focused and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code, HOLO, when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code, HOLO.
But I find it extremely interesting because...
And he's talked about the technology in building the pyramids.
Yeah.
With the crystals and shit.
Yeah.
Like, stop being a diva.
It's pretty relevant. I also agree. But he explains how it was a place to heal not only the people, but the entirety of the planet. That's why pyramids were built across the planet. They were, because essentially, I guess what would happen is that the raw people, the collective, would actually be able to vibrate. Raise the vibration or vibrate. I don't know if that is a literal, like we think of vibrate one way. I don't know that they think vibrate in the same context. Anyways, they were able to use the pyramids as some type of channeling device for the planet, and it would heal the planet.
Which, I mean, that's not the first time by a long shot that we heard that pyramids were some sort of energy conductive.
Exactly.
Thing for yeah, energy conductive apparatus.
Yeah, but and this is where I actually mark it down in the notes how Don asked a few other questions regarding the pyramids, to which Ra is just like, these are just basically dumb, but I'm gonna go ahead and answer them because they completely like I said. They completely allow Don to ask whatever question he wants. They will not dictate how Don proceeds in the series of questions, whether that's a test or he must find his own path to enlightenment. I don't know, but it is very like monk and intelligent of Ra, in my opinion, to kind of choose that route. Like there's clearly something to it. I just can't put my finger on it.
He sounds like a jackass.
It could be that. He might just be a prick. I don't know. But Ross says that the first, because Don specifically asks, when I find an ironic question. It's just a weird one to ask for me. But he asks about like the capstones to the pyramids. It's a weird, kind of a weird question to ask. But Ross says that the first capstone was made of granite because of its crystalline properties and for the proper flow of the atmosphere via a chimney. When they left, however, when Ra and company left, they took the granite capstone with them, which was then replaced with the golden material. And scientists have theorized for a hot minute that the top of the pyramid was gold.
Yeah, plated.
Right? Gold. But
interesting.
The fucked up thing is that the gold capstone did not facilitate the pyramid like that granite one did. So once they took the granite capstone, the pyramid then essentially got turned into just kind of like a royal place.
Interesting.
Because it essentially lost all of its powers.
Yeah. It kind of became a mausoleum.
Almost. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a shell of what it once was.
Exactly. Don also asks about how they move the blocks. And the description is extremely complicated. But in a dumb version of what Ross said, you essentially need to tap into the finite energy of the physical and put it in contact with the infinite power. When that connection is made, a request must be given. Which is weird because I know in a few episodes, I want to say it's the Stardust series, but I could be wrong. But we have talked about how other outside intelligences have suggested that humanity must learn to talk, like communicate with everything.
Yeah.
Specifically, I'm pretty sure I remember a rock.
Yeah.
Being part of that conversation.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what Ra is telling you, is that all material is living and that it can be communicated with.
Which,
it is hard to wrap your brain around.
Yeah. But that's not, I mean, he's not the first person to push that, you know?
Yeah. And like and it's so interesting to hear how purposeful Ra is in the way they do things. But I'm going to get back to that in a second. But from here, I'm going to directly quote the book because I feel like it's a really interesting avenue that Steve and I should talk about. But I also want everyone to hear and feel the way this motherfucker talks. So, Don, I am reminded of the statement that if you had faith to move a mountain, the mountain would move. This seems to be approximately what you were saying, that if you are fully aware of the law of one, you would be able to do these things. Is that correct? Ra. And this is how he talks. I am Ra. The vibratory distortion of sound, faith, is perhaps one of the stumbling blocks between those of what we may call the infinite path and those of the finite proving / understanding. You are precisely correct in your understanding of the congruency of faith and intelligent infinity. However, one is a spiritual term. The other more acceptable, perhaps, to the conceptual framework distortions of those who seek with measure and pin. Question, or Don. Then if an individual is totally informed with the respect to the law of one and lives the law of one, then such things as the building of the pyramids by direct mental effort would be commonplace. Is that what I am to understand? I am Ra. You are incorrect in that there is a distinction between the individual power through the law of one and the combined or societal memory complex mind-body-spirit understanding of the law of one. In the first case, only the one individual purified of all flaws could move a mountain. In the case of mass understanding of unity, each individual may contain an acceptable amount of distortion, and yet the mass mind could move mountains. The progress is normally from the understanding which you now seek to a dimension of understanding which is governed by the laws of love and which seeks the laws of light. Those who are vibrating with the law of light seek the law of one. Those who vibrate with the law of one seek the law of foreverness. We cannot say what is beyond this dissolution of the unified self with all that there is, for we still seek to become all that there is. And still are we raw. Thus our paths go onward.
What?
It's dense. It's fucking dense. But what I collected from that, he is saying that the moving of the mountain is possible. It's 100% possible. What I find ironic about everything that he's saying is that for a sole individual to be able to move that mountain, you must be purified of every single flaw inside you. You must be the monk. You must be the one that is 100% dedicated to the law of one. However, if everyone with enough of this thought form, this whatever you want to call it, this vibration, if enough of us with just subtle amount of it get together, we can move that mountain together. Because we put enough of our shit together to do it, which brings me back to the idea of the collective consciousness, to us manifesting things together. You know what I mean? Yeah, like it is dead fucking on.
Yeah.
Dead on.
Yeah. It's easier. Essentially, if you can get everybody on the same page.
Yeah.
You have a bunch of like 3% getting together instead of 100%.
Right. Yeah. But it's an interesting concept to hang on to. And as the conversation continues, Don asks about if it's possible to create a pyramid of our own and create the healing from this. Ross says it is. However, that's of the past. We've evolved enough that structures are not needed anymore. Furthermore, there are people on the planet that are essentially living the law of one without having any knowledge of it, which I find very interesting. So finding one of those people is really all it takes. Through Ra, they can teach the way of healing and then begin to actually do it. Also, I want to stress again how complex these answers are. The verbiage just screams a level of intelligence that is just hard to grasp at times. So far, I feel like it's like Ra is pretty calm and cool and factual. He just seems like very matter of fact, which all the way that I read his, it just feels of high intelligence and very like, here it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we as humans, we like to elaborate a lot. We like to find different ways of explaining it, and I just feel like they have the way.
It is. I'm still trying to like absorb that big spiel he went on about. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like he could have made it easier to digest.
I absolutely agree.
You know what I mean? Like I almost like sort of talked in a little bit of a circle, but also didn't. Like,
because there was also like Don specifically, and I didn't write it down, I should have, but Don specifically asked about why, if it's possible to create the pyramids with like essentially just fucking asking a rock.
Yeah, mind over matter.
To move for you. why did they build the rock or the pyramids in sections, and why not just one mass rock and stone, like have it chisel itself out and stuff? Yeah. And Ra explains it. So I should have put it in because it was such a, like a delicate, precise answer, but it was essentially, if I'm interpreting it right, it's essentially because it's the way man would perceive it as like one, like built out of rocks, man would perceive it that man built it.
Oh yeah.
Right. But if it was made out of one solid stone and it just had these like things inside of it,
you would immediately like jump to the conclusion that humans could not have created that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I found that such a peculiar way of, and how methodical they, like Ra and them, can think.
And it's also like,
because as if asking a rock to move for you is not crazy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's also kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Low-key, like, manipulative. You know what I mean? It's like throwing some disinformation out there, you know?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, we don't want you to know. We don't want futures to, like, know that they're capable of this. We don't want them to look at it and be like, oh, damn, there's bigger power out there that can create however millions of ton object out of one singular rock.
Like, yeah.
That's kind of
it. I hope that they're not that fucking methodical, but they might be.
It's weird that they just want, they like we don't want other people to know how this was really done.
It's possible.
We'll put it out there that like, yeah, humans could have done this, you know, like. Hey, you get a bunch of people together, they can do a bunch of shit.
You know, and I do see both sides of the coin right now. Like, I see, because the way they talk about this infinite power and stuff, it has to do with belief. It has a faith aspect to it, right? And if I wonder if it's more digestible, as you would say, that that structure of healing and purity, it's more important for the rest of humanity to comprehend that man made this.
Can do this.
Yeah, we can do this versus an outside force coming in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could see 100%. I could see it being that direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is also scary to think that this outside force is like, hey, we don't want people across time to know that we exist. So
shh.
Yeah, if we need to influence subtly here.
In my brain, I want it to be a combination of both. Instead of a bunch of like Egyptian slaves working themselves to death carrying these giant blocks, I hope it's just like a bunch of Egyptian monks just sitting there focusing, and they're each moving their own block with their brain.
Be pretty gangster. That would be pretty gangster.
I hope.
I like it. How it is. I like it. But the other side note that I find very interesting and I take away from it is that you don't have to fully be vested to the law of one. You need to be able to find a path to the intelligent infinity, regardless of the plane of existence from which this distortion is found. And
are you Ra right now?
I don't know how I wrote that, but I did. And I don't know if that's true. It's got to be from the book. There's no way I wrote that.
Bro, you channeled Ra. You just said that, and I'm like, what the fuck did Kyle just say?
He's on another path to the intelligent infinity.
I'm like, we lost him. I'm going to say your name until you come back.
That had to have been from the book directly. It had to be.
Take the credit where it's at, because that...
I did say it overly convincing. Like
I was sold, but it had me enough. I'm like,
wait the fuck a minute.
Is that you? Don't come at me with some of that bullshit.
Oh shit.
That was solid.
Anyways.
Solid line.
I can't help but compare that intelligent infinity to like a collective consciousness scenario. I'm not saying that this is the same thing, but I feel like it's so comparable. The way they raw and then paint all of this out just makes me think of collective consciousness. It's also a scary notion because we haven't really crossed that road yet, but you can obviously clearly pervert these teachings. And there hasn't been a lot of questions in that direction. There hasn't been a lot of elaboration. I'm sure there's a reason as to why.
It's going to get interesting, isn't it?
And I don't know. I believe that it will, but I don't know. But I do think that the way our ecosystem is set up, that you should be able to pervert that technology, right? That there is a level, like there is a yin and a yang.
Yeah.
To our existence. Like everywhere we look, there is a yin and a yang. Yeah. Right. So I do feel like to exist within our ecosystem, you have to be able to choose a good and a bad to that situation. Yeah. I just feel like it is.
Even
what it is.
Like absolute power made for good is eventually gonna get corrupted.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. But just like that, I have to take another quote directly from the book. And I do this one because it makes me smile, and I really can't explain why.
I love that he starts out every interaction with "I am Ra."
I am Ra. Says it every time without fail. I haven't read one yet that starts any different. It says, "I am Ra."
Very full of yourself, Ra.
Right. So Don asks, "I'm a little confused. I partially understand you, but I'm not sure that I fully understand you. Could you restate that in another way?" "I am Ra. I can restate that in many ways, given this instrument's knowledge of your vibratory sound complexes," which is very interesting to me. That right there. It's interesting the way that is worded. Because he talks about this instrument's knowledge, which I assume means Carla.
Carla, yeah.
"Of your vibratory sound complexes," which is speech, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Just say that.
"I will strive for a shorter distortion at this time. Two kinds. There are who can heal, those such as yourself, who, having the innate distortion towards knowledge giving of the law of one, can heal, but do not. And those who, having the same knowledge, but showing no significant distortions toward the law of one in mind, body, or spirit yet, and nevertheless have opened a channel to the same ability. The point being that there are those who, without proper training, shall we say, nevertheless heal. It is a further item of interest that those whose life does not equal their work may find some difficulty in absorbing the energy of intelligent infinity, and thus become quite distorted in such a way as to cause disharmony in themselves and others, and perhaps even find it necessary to cease the healing activity. Therefore, those of the first type, those who seek to serve and are willing to be trained in thought, word, and action, are those who will be able to comfortably maintain the distortion toward the service in the area of healing." Which I find all that insanely fascinating.
It almost goes back into like what I said in the last episode about, you know, your vibrations, like,
yeah,
how it's tuned into your vibrations and you doing good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he's also trying to get across the point that in order to access this, you don't have to be 100% dedicated and versed in the ways of the law of one. What I'm getting out of it is that you have to essentially find a way to tap into this infinite, whatever the fuck it's called. I forget already. There's just so much information, dude. It's the intelligent infinity. You have to be able to tap into that.
The infinity stones.
But in doing so there are some of us that can do that. We can tap into the intelligent infinity and access its powers to, say, heal you. However, in some cases, and I'm sure I would be willing to bet there's other things you can do with that. It's just not being elaborated.
Oh, yeah. He's not going
to. Yeah. Like,
we're not going to give the humans that.
Furthermore, in some cases, it's almost like that intelligent infinity is too strong for certain people, because he says, let's see. It is a further item of interest that those whose life does not equal their work may find some difficulty in absorbing the energy of intelligent infinity and thus become quite distorted in such a way as to cause disharmony in themselves and others.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I was saying about the vibration. Like, people that get out there and think that they're you know, righteous and doing good, but they aren't actually putting forward being righteous and doing good, throws everything else into discontent.
Yeah.
Also, I need to note that I struggle tapping in to the Steve intelligence, so I'm definitely not going to be able to tap into the infinite intelligence.
I agree with that. I agree. But it's kind of cool here because Don is like, okay, so with that being said, is it possible? Throwing this out there.
It's like, so.
Is it possible?
Hypothetically speaking.
Is it possible for you to train us in healing awareness? Ra's like, I am Ra. It is possible. Don's like, so will you train us?
Don's winking at the other guy in the corner. He's like, we got this.
Yeah. Will you train
Check
us?
Check this out.
Ra responds, I am Ra.
We know.
We will. It also continues from here and again makes me smile. And I don't know why. I just felt so excited when I was reading this for the first time. I almost just couldn't even contain myself. But it's almost like an overwhelming feeling that there's hope. And I know it sounds kind of fucking weird and cliche, but that's truly kind of how I felt in that moment. But as you can imagine, where do you start in asking about his process? Like, which you know nothing of. Like, how do you even begin? Because Don is able to ask about the training, essentially, and Ra actually responds. To me, it sounds like Don must learn new words. Because over the course of reading this, I've seen Ross say your vibratory sound complexes and shit like that, which in my head is clear, like it's words or phrases, but he needs to learn those in a sequence, which sounds a lot like what? It sounds like a fucking spell or a ritual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's almost like Ra could fully communicate on intentions, but we cannot. So he has to put these into words.
Which, how many times have we heard? I mean, think about it. Almost in every single fucking extraterrestrial case, higher level entity cases, they don't talk with their fucking mouths. They talk with their heads.
Telekinetically.
Every fucking time. It's telekaleptic, baby.
Telekaleptic.
But then the second step in all this, the mind must know itself. Which apparently is the most demanding part of said work. Consciousness is the microcosm of the law of one. The second part, which that was still part of the first one, I'm sorry. The second part has to do with the disciplines of the body complexes. They have to do with the balance between love and wisdom. That one's interesting to me now that I look back at it. The disciplines of the body complexes.
So if a sound complex...
I'm assuming those are words.
A voice. Yeah, words.
Like using your voice for words or...
Is body complexes your actions?
That's what my brain clicked.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, wait a minute, are we like doing choreographed...
Yeah.
Fucking Hadouken spells?
Like, well, you are. But you also... Almost like you have to, like, You can't talk to, he's saying you can't talk the talk unless you walk the walk.
Yeah, yeah. First, I feel that too. Because the disciplines of the body complexes, does that mean, that could also be interpreted as like, I have to take care of my temple.
Yeah, 100%.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't necessarily mean I have to Hadouken everywhere.
No.
And stuff like that.
It's like you can't stand up here and say you're all of love and wisdom, and then you don't act on it.
Yeah,
you're all of love and wisdom, and then you're of hate and dumbness.
Well, that, or you just snort lines off the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's not very loving and wisdom.
If you're gonna walk the walk, talk the talk, you gotta walk the walk.
I feel that. So
Raw is Ric Flair.
Fuck yeah. That definitely tracks.
So when you said doing lines, it all came.
That definitely tracks.
Fruition.
Definitely
and
tracks.
We solved it.
All right,
chalk another one up to the Hollow Boys.
We do a good job. I'm just throwing that out there. But the third and final step in this training process is spiritual. The first two disciplines are connected through the attainment of contact with the intelligent infinity. I feel like a part of me kind of understands this, and another part of me is just so fucking lost. So you have where Ra is explaining healing to Don. Healing occurs when a mind, body, spirit realizes deep within itself, because this is where we're coming back to right here.
Every time you start reading what Ra says, I almost like I close my eyes to try to just comprehend what he's going to try to tell me.
Yeah. Well, fortunately for you, I try to dumb down as best I can. But
the Lord,
this is what we said in the next episode to hang on to. It's right here.
Oh yeah. Remember when I said,
yeah,
mark my words, literally. Yeah. I don't even remember what I said.
Oh, we were talking about psychic healing and the placebo effect.
Oh, yeah.
That's shit, right?
Yeah.
So check this out.
Brain energy.
Healing occurs when a mind, body, spirit realizes deep within itself the law of one.
Fucking told you.
There is no disharmony, no imperfection, that all is complete and whole and perfect. The intelligent infinity within this mind, body, spirit reforms to the illusion of body, mind, or spirit to a form more congruent with the law of one. I'm having a hard time. I'll have a hard time explaining this, but it's almost like that feeling you get that if you really focus, like you somehow make this deep fucking connection within yourself, you feel in focus, and you're because you hear cases of it where people are actually able to heal themselves, or scientifically it can be called the placebo effect, right?
It's almost.
I've always felt like there's something to that.
Oh yeah,
but I've never there's no basis to being able to. My fucking spleen just blew up. I'm gonna think about it. I'm gonna put it back together,
dude. It's if you look up cases of the placebo effect, though, it's fucking weird.
I know. It makes no sense at all whatsoever. The fact that our minds can do that is fucking crazy to me. Because there are people out there with illnesses, and the doctor's like, here, Steve. You're going to take these fucking pills, dude, and you're going to be straight. You're going to be 100% fixed. You come and find out later they're goddamn sugar pills.
Yeah.
Or something stupid.
Or, like, people that have a terminal illness and the doctor's like, you got 3 months to live. Instead of accepting that and being like, well, that sucks. I'm going to try to get my living in 3 months. These people are like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and look for a different means, a different avenue, a different way of healing. And then 35 years down the road, they're still trucking and ripping. It's weird.
Dude, it doesn't make any sense. It does, but it doesn't. Like, it has this back and forth. Because I feel like when you're looking into this shit, It just feels like your mind when you're thinking about this is just hitting some type of fucking barrier, almost in an odd roundabout way, like
Steve intelligence, not infinite intelligence,
right? Yeah. But it's almost like in an odd way, your thoughts are lost. Like at some point in your life, you had the knowledge to comprehend this, but it just your brain hits this invisible barrier and you just can't find the words, you can't find the sound complexes.
Yeah. It felt like when he was talking about hitting that specific, like, vibration to be able to heal yourself, it almost felt like he was talking about enlightenment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be on this very specific, like, mindset, very specifically in tune with your body. And once you hit that, you can heal yourself. I mean, it just felt like he was talking about what we consider enlightenment.
Yeah, I could see that.
Interesting.
I also, not to throw shade here at Ra and his homies, but I also feel like there is a little bit of deception there in regards to focusing so much on the Law of One and enlightenment. Because in more than one way, as everybody has heard, he does allude to the fact that it is possible to tap into the intelligent infinity without having to follow the Law of One. Yeah. So I almost feel like he's saying that so you remain on the good side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely almost feel like, because he's really pushing that.
Yeah. Or maybe, like, there's some easier shortcuts. He's wanting you to take. He's wanting
I see
you
that
have
too.
To fucking stay pulled back. Or he's like, well, you could do this and this, but we're not going to talk about that. Yeah. It's also, like, awesome to me that there are people out there that have fully achieved the Law of One walking around on the planet that don't know that they have.
That's what I'm saying. I think, like, it's badass.
We could have met some.
Oh, 100%. We probably fucking did at that Spirit Con. Yeah. Almost definitely did.
Yeah.
But another thing that I find crazy about all this is, like, Carla, she's the channel. She's the one doing all the talking. The conversations will always end when Carla is running low on energy.
Yeah, he treats her as a tool.
Yeah.
Trying to take care of it and.
Yeah, because it is his main way of communicating with Don in the world right now. But what's crazy is Ra will compare these sessions with essentially a hard day's work on our plane, on the physical plane, right? However, and it may not be a link at all. It's just kind of the way my brain was feeling at the time. I just kind of feel like it's relatable. But we've talked about how deep conversations with lots of meaning and complex thoughts can just fucking drain wear you out. You.
Just drain you.
Isn't that weird? Like, when you think about it in this context?
Yeah.
And I wonder if at some point, when we have these intelligent, meaningful conversations, if that is essentially us leaking into this intelligent infinity or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And it fucking rips, like, because it does. Like, dude, you and me can sit and talk for hours on end about the dumbest shit and just keep going full throttle.
Yep.
Right? But we start diving into these overly complex conversations and really deep thought, trying to figure shit out, and you're an hour, two, three into it, and you were fucking toasted.
Drained. Yep.
Toasted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Like, just crazy fucking toasted. And it just, I don't know. The more you kind of look into, and it is because, a lot of it is because, I do agree with Steve, that there is a lot of his conversation that can be open to interpretation. So there is that aspect to all of it, but I don't know. Like, I just feel like,
I don't know if it's vague, like, on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's being vague to, like, construe how we consume it, or if it's just coming out as vague because he's trying his best to communicate with us the best way.
And that is, it is hard to figure out. I do feel like there's obviously, because of who he is in his history, he's definitely going to want to probably guide us a little bit better on this journey because of the perversion that's already happened in the past with it. So he's definitely going to try to keep. And if you think about it too, they essentially felt guilty for putting us on the wrong path. So his attempts from now on are going to be about putting us back on the right path.
That came off as like totally out of left field to me when he said we felt like we almost felt bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's empathy.
I did not think about it like that either, about the empathy aspect of it.
Because he essentially is putting himself in the human shoes.
Yep.
You're like, man, we really kind of fucked them up a little bit. So we're going to try to fucking reel it back in and put it back together.
Yep.
Clean this mess up a little bit.
Yep. So we always, when we think about this, we also need to keep that in our minds too when we go further down the road here, because that is intention to steer us in a direction, which I've been subtly picking up on.
Which comes across differently than Hatan, who said he could not steer us in a direction.
Also true. Also true.
Which is weird.
That's weird.
And he never, like,
because
the conversations you get from him, he really didn't, that we know of.
Yeah.
He was very, he was very gray area.
That's interesting. Because it is like, it's almost like Ra's trying to pull a fast one with something else above him. Because he can't, like you said, he can't directly give you the questions to ask.
Yeah.
But in a roundabout way with the way he answers.
He can send you that direction.
He's kind of guiding you a little bit.
He can't tell you what to ask.
Yeah.
But he can like say you're...
He's alluding to it. I mean, it's essentially what he's doing. Yeah. He's just alluding around it.
He wants you to ask questions X, Y, Z, but you're over here talking about A, B, C. He can be like, no. Let's kind of steer you toward question S.
That's weird.
You know, let's get you on that path.
I still don't think it's... At this point, I still don't think it's ultra nefarious, but...
He does have his own... I feel like he does have his own...
There's something going on.
His own narrative he's pushing out there.
There's definitely something going on there. And I will agree with that.
Curious to see where this goes.
Me as well.
This is getting to be... I'm emotionally invested now.
Yeah, so I mean, I've essentially got 20 more conversations to try to condense down. And I know there's more than one book out there, but I'm just doing this book for now.
It's a lot.
Because essentially...
For Kyle to digest and then regurgitate.
Yeah, it's hard to write. In
factologist form.
But there is also a possibility I might be able to reach out to some of these people and get them on the show too. Oh, so God.
We'll get, if we get Carl on the show channeling Ra...
I don't know if she's still around or RIP Carla. I don't. She might be. I don't know.
I mean,
but I have found contact information for this group. So
that's dope.
So there maybe I'll reach out to them and see what's going on.
Hell yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I'll contact an interdimensional entity.
I mean, I'd be definitely I'm down here to have it. Them on the show.
I'm putting that out there. Oh, God, he put it out there that he wants to contact an interdimensional entity.
It's going to happen.
Maybe I already have. But that's round three. The law of one. Communication with Ra. Again, if you made it this far, I'm not going to tell you to go back and listen to the first two because you've already not done what you're supposed to do.
Do you, boo?
So just whatever. Just raw dog it.
Yep.
Like the rest of us. And again, thank you for hanging out with us. We appreciate you all so much for taking the time to let us be part of your lives, for making us a weekly, you know, ritual of what you guys are into. We cannot thank you enough. Check us out at all our socials. You know how that goes. And make sure you tune in to next week when we're diving into part four. And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and just try to focus on the intelligent infinity stones instead of the regular ones.